Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin. So today I wanted to tell you about a new and exciting regimen joining the Kevin Murphy family. The new regimen is called Scalp. I wanted to do something specific, something elevated, less about function and more about the health of your scalp. Something more than a head and shoulders experience. So this is not really about dandruff or an oily scalp, but more about balance and wellness. So right now you have two star products called Scalp Spa Scrub and Scalp Spa Wash. These products are packed with a range of skin-loving ingredients that nurture your scalp back to health, thus giving your hair radiant results it deserves. A healthy scalp leads to healthy hair, so scalp care is really about the growth of your future hair. New advances in technology, in combination with natural ingredient knowledge, has evolved to assist us in the improvement and overall wellness of the hair and scalp. Scalp has become increasingly important in the pursuit of healthy hair. Women are washing their hair less, and they're using more dry shampoo and probably using extensions more as well. People have reached out to me regarding scalp problems like irritated scalp, buildup on their scalp, oily scalp, and many other issues from living in either a humid or dry climate. So today I'm speaking with Tim Abney, our Global Education Development Director, Wade Blackford, our Design Director, and Sinaz Enshayam, our Global Senior Brand Manager. And we're excited to launch these new products to you today. So hi guys, how are you going?
Great. Hi again, Kevin.
Good, Kevin. Hi.
Excited to be here.
Great. So I know that all three of you have tried the Scalp Spa products at home. So what did you think?
Well, I'll just jump in here, Kevin. First, I love the scrub and the fact that you can use this on your scalp and also on your body, which just makes your skin feel absolutely amazing too. At the same time, I'm so excited because I know that we've been wanting to make products for the scalp for such a long time. And I think that we've definitely hit the mark on these two products.
Okay, so Tim and Wade, can you tell me about your experience with the scrub and the wash, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, I love the fragrance. It's super, super fresh. And for me, I love that you can actually feel the scrub because in my experience, a lot of the scalp products that I've used in the past, I haven't really been able to feel that they're doing something, but that's certainly not the case here. It's gentle, it's effective, and I can definitely see and feel that I'm benefiting from using it.
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to get my hands on the product quite early, and I got to say I really love it, particularly because I get a bit of a dry and flaky scalp myself. So using the scrub and wash, it really does clear this up for me quite quickly. So I'm a big fan. And I'll tell you another little tip. I also love using it as a beard wash and scrub. It works really, really well.
Oh, great. Okay. So Tim, it's interesting you said that you said something about being a product that you can feel, especially in the scrub, and I want everyone to know why. In the Scalp Spa Scrub, we decided to use an ingredient called perlite. Now, perlite is sometimes known as pearl stone and has been used for a long time in skincare because of its amazing exfoliating properties. So Tim, when you say you can actually feel the scrub, that's particularly what you're feeling.
Oh, okay.
So perlite is derived from volcanic rock, and we use it in the form of tiny spheres that are gentle but effective at exfoliating the scalp and absorbing excess oil without drying out the skin. The spheres are regularly sized and perfectly round, so there are no lumps or jagged edges, making it the gentlest exfoliant for your scalp.
You know, Kevin, it's interesting because before the development of this product, I had personally never heard of perlite. And so I did a little bit of research and super happy to see anytime that an ingredient is ethically sourced, and perlite in this case is referred to as EcoCert and Cosmos approved, which essentially means it's environmentally friendly from production and processing. But it's also about having a responsible use of natural resources, respecting biodiversity, and the absence of anything like a GMO, any sort of petrochemical ingredients, parabens, synthetic colorants, or perfumes.
Yeah, wow. And that's super interesting, Kevin, especially when I was doing a bit of digging around on Mintel about the need and want of scalp-type products. I found out that 75% of women in this study, particularly from the European region, agree that caring for the scalp can definitely improve the hair's condition, which, you know, is the end goal, right? And on another note, I found out that in developed economies with a saturated hair care market, the idea of a pre-shampoo offer greater cleansing appeal to women that are familiar with having to wash their hair and skin more than once. So that's like, and 30% of women in the UK, for example, are definitely up for spending more time washing their hair.
So, that's interesting to hear that. So now let's talk about a few of the other ingredients in scalp spa and how they benefit you. So I think it's important to start with ingredients that work. And when I was researching scalp products, most of the feedback was they were too medicinal. They tended to be sort of have questionable ingredients and they were very drying on the hair. So for scalp, I wanted it to be an elevated experience and that was much more about clean beauty, balance and wellness.
Well, Kev, it sounds like you've hit this one on the nail as usual. Now, wherever I go, people love hearing the way you explain ingredients and why you chose them. So could you quickly highlight some of the other ingredients like celery seed extract, rose water, and micellar water, and why you chose them for this particular product?
Well, we chose skin-loving ingredients like rose water and micellar really because they create balanced tone and remove impurities without drying out the skin. Micellar water was chosen for its ability to remove dirt and oils from the skin, but do that very gently. And rose water has always been a favorite because it's so soft and gentle, soothing and calming. Celery seed extract is the magic ingredient, and that really helps you soothe and hydrate and irritate a scalp and helps detox the scalp and skin to regulate sebum production. Celery seed is very interesting because it solves both the problems of excessively dry or excessively oily. So we always talk about that delicate balance when we're trying to achieve that, and the celery extract will help us get this.
And here again, Kevin, you know, I've been reading about celery seed or particular celery in general for a couple of years now and all of the great health benefits from it. But particularly in this product, it was interesting to find out that this is also an EcoCert Green Life ingredient, which means that it's very, very sustainable in every aspect, from sourcing the ingredient all the way through production and distribution, which for me just highlights another great choice that we make as a brand.
Yeah, that's really great. That's probably one of the best things about this ingredient, but also a great way to think about this magic ingredient is to relate it to those celery juice cleanses that people from all around the world are just raging about, that, you know, they give those detoxifying benefits. Well, this is essentially along the same lines as what celery seed extract is doing for your scalp, but externally. It's soothing, it's regulating, and it's detoxifying.
I also love how ingredients like rose water and micellar water, that they're known to be very medicinal. They help to regulate, tone, and balance the scalp, and that's going to help you maintain more youthful and healthy looking hair.
Micellar technology works because tiny droplets of oils are suspended in ultra soft water. Oil attracts oil, and therefore they attract excess and unwanted oil from the scalp and hair follicles to themselves. Micellars loosen dirt and other impurities like broken cuticle or dead skin cells too, which is really yucky. But alongside micellars, we have co-surfactants derived from sustainably harvested coconut oil and paste, rich in fatty acids and mild to help maintain hydration and guard against dryness. So really great ingredient to use on the scalp.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to be really selective about your ingredients, so how they perform and how they affect the environment. So next up, we're going to dive into the tips on how to be really successful with these products. So Wade, how did you go with this the first few times you used it? Have you got any tips or tricks that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I've got a few up my sleeve. What works really well for me is to really take your time with the scalp spa experience. So treat it as a ritual, like a bit of self-care, especially the scrub. Take your time and massage the scrub into the scalp, just like you would if you were doing a treatment or a mask on your hair. This will make sure that you get a really gentle but thorough exfoliation for the ultimate scalp health. And remember my tip from before, I really like to use this on my beard as a beard scrub. It works really, really well for that.
Yeah, that is a great tip. Well, you know, for me, I have very patchy, dry spots on my scalp, and there are certain areas that I already know will become super dry. Since I've started using this, I've noticed a significant difference in the look and feel of my scalp. I like how it also seems to like seamlessly fit in to my Young Again wash and rinse routine. And knowing that I have so much more flexibility and targeted solutions now with the addition of scalp. So when Kevin was talking about perlite, it's important to remember that perlite, it doesn't dissolve like other salt and sugar scrubs, which I personally love because I feel like it doesn't dissolve so quickly, whereas others seem to dissolve quickly in my thick hair and leave me wondering, like, is this actually even working?
I totally agree, Sanaz. I feel like that too. And, you know, wondering if it's actually working is a big deal, especially if you're purchasing a scalp type product. For me, I love the total experience of this. And I know you and I were talking about this quite often in the beginning about the feeling of the scrub on your scalp and how to effectively rinse it away. And using an ingredient like perlite, obviously being a great, great choice, especially for people like yourself with thicker hair. Because most often in those cases with salt scrubs in thick hair, the scrub dissolves before it even reaches the scalp. So it's nice to know that with perlite, it will reach the scalp, even for those with the thickest of densities. And I think it's also really cool and important that to point out that to have the best experience with this new product, you should follow a certain approach. So I want to just kind of give people guidance that you would obviously want to pre-wash with scalp spa scrub. Then you would rinse that out. And it's totally okay if all of the scrub doesn't come out at this stage, because then you're going to apply the scalp spa wash to continue the detoxifying process. And when you rinse that out and carry on with your regular wash and rinse routine to complete the experience.
It's great you pointed that out, Tim. Most people who've used a scalp scrub before or that type of product, they'll know that feeling really, really well. And I'd just like to add that it's a really great idea to use a comb when you have the rinse in. So comb your rinse through, and this will help to remove the majority of the scrub as well.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so I guess the only thing left to talk about is when can you get your hands on it?
So this will be available in salons globally September and October of 2020.
And is this all we plan to do for Scalp, Kev?
Well, I did post a sneaky picture not too long ago about a scalp brush, so that's being planned. So I couldn't help myself. So we are taking some additional components. We're going to build on the scalp offering, but we aren't quite there yet. So I think that we might, like, we're going to begin with two products, then we might sort of add another couple a bit later on, and then the brush might sort of slip in between. Okay, so thank you, Sanaz, Wade, and Tim for being online today. So it's been really great to have everyone. I'm really excited to get everyone to have salons and scalps at home. So thanks, guys. So I'm going to say goodbye now to you all.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye. And thanks, everybody, listening. And this has been Conversation with Kevin. I'll speak to you next time. Goodbye.